Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. My name is Peter Apathy, and in the studio with me today is Municipal Administrator John Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Peter.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
This is your roughly monthly time to share news about City and Borough of Sitka with
That's
our
right.
community.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, what do we have to talk about today?
Well, it's springtime. I know we've talked about the crazy weather and the herring. I know it's springtime when my allergies start acting up, and they're in full bloom right now. But most importantly, you know, it's springtime. It's time for spring cleanup, so I thought it was a good time to remind the community of the annual citywide spring cleanup that we've got coming up. So it's time to do some cleanup around the community, around your property, around your home. You know, tackle some trash, pick up some unwanted junk, or those quote unquote treasures that Alaskans like to keep.
Definitely a sign of spring. It's been on my calendar for a little while.
Right. But this is the spring cleanup is a way that every year the city is able to kind of give back to the community in a way to help out as we all come out of wintertime. So again, like in previous years, you can come by the transfer station, the scrapyard, get rid of some unwanted trash and junk, and you're not going to get charged for that period of time. It's been quite the success in previous years.
So there's all kinds of things to bring back and different places to bring things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, I'll start with some of the larger items, the things that are more difficult to get rid of throughout the year. That you would take care of at the scrapyard. So last year alone, we collected 85 cars at the scrapyard, 6 freezers from about 784 customers. That was a cost of about $54,000 to the city to get that out of there. But for this year, if you'd like to participate in that, or just the regular trash you need to get rid of at the transfer station and not just the scrapyard, that's going to be starting on April 5th at 8 a.m. and ending on April 13th at 4 p.m. So as I said, you've got the transfer station, the scrapyard at Sawmill Cove, and the recycling center.
Yeah, for those that don't know, can you describe the scrapyard and how that operation works a little bit? Because
yeah.
It's not a place that I go very often.
It's not very close to town.
No.
So that's really where your bigger kind of metal-type items are going to go there. Junk vehicles, scrap metal, fridges, outboard motors, those sort of things. But it's all the way down out the road, I'll use that term.
Yeah.
You know, it's near where Fortress of the Bear is at. You pull up there, similar to the transfer station where it's got a weigh station. You pull up, you get weighed, drive in, offload the stuff you need to dispose of, and then you get weighed on the way out. But a little bit of a drive, but that's where you can find our transfer station, or I'm sorry, the scrapyard.
Yeah, and I've certainly noticed when I've dropped things off at the transfer station, there's a big sign that says, mm-hmm. absolutely no metal. So
right,
I'm always a little curious as what's, you know, what does that mean exactly? Because
yep.
there's usually some metal in something I'm dropping off.
Yeah, that's true. So just talk to the folks there if you have any questions about what can and can't go in that area. Because at our transfer station, we have a compactor too. So you don't want to put something into the compactor that's going to damage it or the containers as they try to compact it. So that's why those larger items end up at the scrapyard.
Okay. So that's the transfer station and the scrapyard. You said 85 cars. That was just during the spring cleanup last
That's
year.
Correct. Last
What's
year.
The volume over the course of a whole year? Do you know?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, but a lot of people don't tend to get rid of those larger items throughout the year, knowing that they've got a period of free time coming.
Right. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So let's also talk about some of the other locations where people can drop things off. So we talked about the transfer station mm-hmm. nearer to town and the scrapyard farther out.
Right.
But there's also recycling, the overburden site. You want to talk a little bit about some of those areas as well?
Yeah, I think most folks are familiar with the recycling center. That's you're never going to get charged for that. That's open. We encourage recycling. The overburden site is out by Granite Creek. Go the other direction
by the golf course.
Scrapyard, correct. Yeah. But I think an important one for this event is the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Program. That's going to be over at the wastewater treatment plant on Japonski Island. And this one's really important because there are some items that you just cannot dispose of because they're dangerous. And you know, it's called HAZMAT, hazardous materials.
Yeah, so what are some examples of those materials?
Those could be paints, spray paint. It could be solvents. It could be chemicals that you use to treat for pests in your home. Things that could be flammable, let's say, if mixed with other materials. So really any type of liquid or chemical, anything that could harm you or mm-hmm. somebody else or create a danger if mixed with other things. So it's really hard to get that stuff off of the island. So, but we want it off of the island as well, especially if it's not being used anymore. So we do have a day, that's April 12th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on the 13th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., where you can bring your household hazardous materials over to the Japonski Island Station, and they will get rid of those solvents, oils, and paints, and antifreezes, and everything else that could be hazardous. Okay.
So that's a smaller window of time. So the spring cleanup is a week plus.
Correct.
And hazardous waste is only a couple of days.
Correct. Correct.
So tell me how that works. That, you know, when I've been there, there are some people all suited up in coveralls, and there's a fancy truck, and
right.
and are those folks, do they come from someplace else to manage this, or are these city staff that do this?
There's some of our city staff there, but we do contract with somebody to help package and ship that material out. So,
yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some other things that should not be, for example, sent to, you know, taken to the transfer station or even hazardous waste? Are mm-hmm. there even more kind of seriously dangerous things to watch out for?
Yeah, that's a great point. There are things you just don't want to put in the garbage sometimes. And one of those important ones, and not something we're going to charge for because this needs to be taken out of the waste stream and put in the right area, is used flares. We've got a lot of those around. And if you have flares that you need to dispose of, we have a box. It's a bright yellow box outside the Harbor Master's office. And anytime you can go in there and dispose of your used flares, and then we handle getting rid of those.
At the Harbor Master's office.
At the Harbor Master's office.
Okay. So even a used flare.
Or I'm sorry, an expired flare.
Oh, an expired flare.
I apologize for
that.
Yep.
Because if I'm not mistaken, flares do need to be, that, you know, they have a lifespan.
They have a lifespan.
Okay.
I should know that as a former Coastie, but I don't remember what the lifespan is.
Oh, okay. So since it is spring, this is probably a good time
it's
to be checking
to check.
Those dates,
yeah.
right, to see if they are expired or not, and then you can take them to the Harbor Master's mm-hmm. office. Great. Let's talk a little bit more about vehicle disposal. We talked about lots of things that already went to the scrapyard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about taking a vehicle, what do you need to worry about?
Well, I would say the prime one is I talked about hazardous materials. Some batteries can be considered hazardous materials. So if you're disposing of an electric vehicle, we can accept that, but you'll have to get the battery out of there and get that disposed of in a proper manner. So
that sounds like a challenge.
It can be a challenge.
I was just looking at our electric car today thinking, how would we even do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Paperwork. What kind of paperwork, if you are disposing of a vehicle, do you need to take with you?
I think what we're going to look for mainly is to make sure you actually own the vehicle, or somebody gave you a bill of sale or something to say, I'm bringing this vehicle, it's mine, I need to get rid of it, and you're not pulling a prank on your buddy and grabbing his vehicle from the driveway and dropping it off at the transfer station. It's a funny
nice
joke.
Nice practical joke, right. Great. So we've been talking about spring cleanup, and there's just a general reason for mm-hmm. for keeping this community clean, and that's because the bears are starting to wake up.
The bears are starting to wake up, and I just want to give a quick plug that, as always, we have at the transfer station 200 pounds of free drop-off every month. So as the bears are coming out, and if you have that ability, you can bring your garbage over to the transfer station under your account, and you will get 200 free pounds every month. And that's to encourage not storing it at your house or not having it in an area where the bears are going to want to get into it. So please take advantage of that.
Okay, sounds good. Let's recap then dates, important dates and times, and where to go for more information for this year's spring cleanup here in Sitka.
Yeah, sure. So the general spring cleanup, April 5th from 8 a.m., and that ends April 13th at 4 p.m., that it's going to be held at the transfer station and the scrapyard and some of the other areas you've mentioned, but primarily the transfer station and the scrapyard. And then the household hazardous waste collection event, that will be April 12th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and April 13th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, well, thank you so much, John. We've been speaking with John Leach, Municipal Administrator for the City and Borough of Sitka, about this month and this year's spring cleanup. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll talk to you next month. And I understand it's your birthday tomorrow.
I hope you put me on the spot.
So I hope you enjoy this nice weather.
Thank you.
And have a good birthday. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. The time is 8:27.